a few French Baroque composers were part of dynasties, such as the Couperin family, the most famous member of which is François Couperin Le Grand. While the Couperins were mostly keyboard players, the Francoeur family was a dynasty of string players. Their musical activities stretched over 120 years, ending abruptly with the French Revolution. The most famous members of the family were known by their nicknames, Francoeur the Elder, Francoeur the Uncle, and Francoeur the Nephew. Louis Francoeur was born in 1692 and is known as the Elder. He played the double bass in the opera and became the leader of the 24 violins of the king. This famous ensemble provided court music in Versailles, and their excellence was known across Europe. Louis's brother, François, was also a violinist and played in the 24 violins. François is known as the uncle because he brought up his seven-year-old nephew, Louis-Joseph, when Louis, the father, died prematurely. The nephew, Louis-Joseph, worked as a musician for the king until the French Revolution, when he was imprisoned. In 1794, he was released and made administrator for the Paris Opera. François Francoeur, that is, the uncle, is an example of a composer who enjoyed the goût renou, that is, the uniting of the French and Italian musical tastes. His personal library of music included works by Albinoni and the great Corelli. This Italianate influence can be heard in his violin sonatas, which also give an idea of this virtuoso violinist's own abilities, including the use of some vigorous double stopping. Here is the last movement, Presto, from the violin sonata in G major by François Francoeur, composed in 1720. Violinist Théotime Langlois de Swart and the harpsichordist Justin Taylor recently recorded this in the beautiful 17th century masterpiece, the Galerie Dorée in Paris. Presto from François Francoeur's violin sonata in G major, played by Théotime Langlois de Swart, accompanied by Justin Taylor on the harpsichord.